Hello, I'm from the Australian Government, here to introduce our new series, Things We Said We'd Do If You Elected Us, But Yeah Nah. In today's episode of Things We Said We'd Do If You Elected Us, But Yeah Nah, we look at that time we were in opposition and said,
we don't need a culture of secrecy, we need a culture of disclosure. Protect whistleblowers, expand their protections and the public interest test.
Of course, that was before you elected us. Since then, we've thrown this whistleblower in jail and are working hard to jail this one next. We've withheld information and refused to answer Senate questions at higher rates than ever, shrouded the NAC in secrecy, and gagged disability advocates with non-disclosure agreements. But nowhere have we taken a bigger shit on
a culture of disclosure
than on our freedom of information laws. Because we also promised to
reform freedom of information laws so they can't be flat as they have been by this government.
Things we said we'd do if you elected us, but yeah, nah.
Our Freedom of Information Act is one of the most powerful tools you have for exposing government misconduct. It can be used by anyone, journalists, academics, even you, which of course is why we're making sure it doesn't fucking work. Let's take a look. The first thing we do when we receive your FOI request is come up with a bullshit reason to deny it. Want to know about our deals with Israel? Denied. To protect our reputation. Want to know if Santos killed dolphins? Denied. Because that would damage their market position. Want to see Albo's diary to know who he's meeting with? Piss off. Even though when we were in opposition and forced this Bellend to release his diary, we called it a victory for transparency. Want to FOI a former minister? Denied. Because we binned their documents after a ministerial reshuffle. Sure, a judge ruled that this practice is illegal, but we've appealed that decision because nothing says culture of disclosure like fighting for the right to shred government documents after we leave office. We spend so much of our time denying your FOI requests, the cost of running the system has increased, even as the number of FOIs answered has decreased. That explains why we currently have a backlog of over 2,000 requests, some of which were lodged years ago. Are we trying to fix this backlog? Fuck no. This FOI commissioner tried to and resigned 1 year into his appointment after being routinely ignored. By the way, you only know this thanks to an FOI of his emails. And when a Senate inquiry was called to investigate this shitfuckery, we tried to block it. But don't worry. Eventually, you'll receive your FOI request in the form of a document that's so out of date and redacted, it reveals approximately
fuck all.
When you put all this together, you can see why everyone is saying our FOI system is broken. Which might sound bad for our democracy, but when you think about it, what have FOI requests ever done for us? Well, apart from that time an FOI confirmed the AUKUS treaty makes us store these guys' nuclear waste, and the FOI that revealed that we've locked in decades of gas exports to fuel corporate profits while you struggle to afford rent and groceries. But apart from those FOI requests, and the ones that reveal that our sovereign fund invested your money in a company that's making the bombs being dropped on kids in Gaza, and in these companies with close ties to the government that's persecuting the Rohingya, that Santos asked us to bypass our environment laws, that kids were being abused in police watch houses, that police strip searched minors, that unis covered up sexual assaults, and that these guys sold arms to war criminals, handed out millions to Foxtel, grants to coalition seats, and visas to au pairs. What have FOI requests ever done for our democracy? Okay, fine, they've done a lot. Which is why these pains in the ass are fighting us in the courts to make us comply with our duties under the FOI Act and to remind us that
we don't need a culture of secrecy, we need a culture of disclosure.
So whatever you do, don't support or encourage them by going to this site. Join us next week for another episode of Things We Said We'd Do If You Elected Us, But Yeah Nah, where we look at fixing the NDIS, updating our nature laws, and being a lot less shit than these guys. Australian Government, fuck you. Authorised by the Department for Yeah Nah.